Now, along that way, another book, as well as my favourite book, of course, but another book made a big impact in my life. And I was at a Christian meeting with Moira. Moira's sitting here. And I came across this book called Day Job to Dream Job, written by Carrie Oberbrunner. I didn't realise he was going to factor in my life. Isn't it funny how you do things and you've no idea how things are going to carry on, but the right people come into your life at exactly the right time. So I read the book. I then went onto the website and found that Carrie was doing a webinar, which I went on. And bit by bit, I began to know and come to know this incredible gentleman. We're just going to try and get him up on Skype. But let me tell you a little bit about Carrie while we're waiting. He has a master's in counselling, a doctorate in transformational leadership, and he served as a pastor in his church of the Grace Brethren in Powell in Ohio. He's a husband and a dad, and he decided at some point that actually he needed to move out of ministering within the church setting, although obviously I don't think any pastor ever really loses that. And within that, he set up the Author Academy Elite. Now, Author Academy Elite is a program for inspiring authors. Do you want to give him a ring? And through this program, Carrie has become my coach and my mentor. And he's enabled me to take an idea of publishing my first book and making it a reality. Now, we're able to use the technology, and within the Author Academy Elite, Carrie has also taught me and many others. We've got Jill Scott in the audience here. Jill, do you want to give us a wave? She is another author, another one from the UK, who's used across-the-pond technology in order to gain from the experience of Carrie. So tonight, Carrie is in Columbus, Ohio, and I'm delighted to introduce you to Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner. Good evening, awesome. Carrie.
Hey. Cool. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, you're coming over crystal clear.
Awesome. Well, hey, it is a true honor to be with you guys. Seriously, this is the highlight of my day. I am so thrilled to be with you, and I just want to add value to you. You all are so special, the lady. So thanks for supporting her and her family. And I'm just excited to be here, ladies. So let's get into it.
Yeah, fabulous. Now, do you remember our very first conversation? Again, a Skype conversation.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, yeah. So I don't even know how you found me, but I know we connected right away with our values and our shared passion. And I could see that you were, I couldn't see, but I could hear you were pregnant with a book. That's what I say. Pregnant with a book.
Right, and do you remember your little daughter was in the back seat in her, because we were actually doing it. I think you had stopped, but you're in a vehicle. your daughter's in the back of the car. And when I said about the idea of using the metaphors from Disney Frozen, what was your reaction to that?
I was absolutely thrilled because my daughters have Elsa costumes they wear. They sing to the songs. What Lady did is she did what's very smart, and she tied into a conversation that other people were already having. And this is one of the things we teach. How can you enter a conversation already happening in people's minds? And to use Frozen as a metaphor was fantastic and beautiful.
Yeah, well, it's been quite a journey. So tell us a little bit more about the Author Academy Elite, though, Carrie, because, I mean, that has been very, very special. And I've been in it now for, about a year? And,
yes.
And how did you come up with doing that? And why is it important for you to have the authors saying their message?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I believe that God's given each person a message. And if you look at the statistics, 82% of the population believes that they're supposed to write a story, but yet very few people ever do. By the way, am I coming across clear? Can you hear me?
You are crystal clear. You wouldn't believe there's so much water between us.
So when people have a story inside them, it's a very sad thing if somebody dies with their story still inside them. In fact, Oliver Wendell Holmes says that most people die with their song still inside them. And, you know, we've all had people that have passed that we've loved. And some of these people, you know, they've had a story. But unfortunately, when they die, many times their story dies with them. But a book, in fact, a book, I'm surrounded by thousands of books right now. I came to a special room here with thousands of books around behind me. It's a library. And all of these people here have something that's eternal. It's a legacy. And so when Jill Scott or Lady or others, we have now 200 authors that we're working with, and we only take 5%. So we have 95% of people that run it and try to work with us, but we only work with select people that really are a brand match. We feel like their passion matches ours. We feel like their message is going to go and ignite souls in the world. And Lady, as you know, we walk them through every step of the way, because I have no idea how to build a house. I have no clue. I have to go to the hardware store and ask the ladies or men when we have a house problem. But what I do know to do is to write books. And we break down the process into 52 mini missions, and then coaching, and we produce beautiful work. And it's mainly because of what's inside you, Lady, and that's your story. And we just kind of give it wings and make it happen.
Right, well, that's lovely. Well, I mean, it's been an honor for me to work with you. It's great when you start a call, a conference call, and people open with prayer, and you do that so beautifully. So I thank you for being my publisher, and
yes.
Looking forward to doing far more work with you.
I'm very proud of you, and I see the cross behind you, and that's awesome. You know, we share the same brand and message, and that's Christ. Lady, can you flip me around? I would love to see your beautiful people. I would love that. In fact, look at that.
Can you see?
I can see it. I can see it. Hey, everybody.
Crispo Water.
Thank you so much for supporting Lady, her family, and Unfrozen.
I'm just doing it right the way around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, I see you. Fantastic. Looks beautiful.
Excellent.
Beautiful people.
Would you give the final message, and then we'll have to say goodbye to you and carry on with the rest of the evening, Carrie?
Yeah, I mean, just the final message is that my favorite book tells a story of a gentleman who had talents, and he gave away talents to servants, and each one of those servants had a choice whether to bury their talent in fear and hide it or to give it life. And wherever you are today, folks, where God's put a business, a story, a ministry, a dream inside you, don't let fear make you bury it. Give it life. And even if you don't know all the steps, take one step toward your dream today.
That's fantastic. Can you just stay there? I'm going to move to the big screen. Candice is going to take the official photograph of us.
Oh, yeah.
And I can get that to you. And then we'll say goodbye, and I shall click the red button, and we'll close.
Sounds good. Awesome.